Star Market Celtics Tonight continues from the Garden. Our conversation with the head coach, brought to you by the Star Market Just For You digital app. You like how it feels like we were never gone, like we didn't have this 2 weeks apart and just jumping right in. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I've had about five of these different conversations of ours all sketched out, and they all went away. I almost don't know where to start because of the 25 things I had listed. But it just occurred to me, we've had so much taken away from us this past year. And then this past week specifically, does all of this make you appreciate a little bit more just coming to work tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. You know, I thought that yesterday was one of my more enjoyable days, and we only had nine guys on the practice floor. But it was just good to be back in the gym. You know, we have obviously several players that have missed time under the health and safety protocols. We have several staff members out as well. And, you know, it's just unsettling. And everybody is doing their best to navigate this. And at the same time, there is a real appreciation and gratefulness when you're able to step on the court.
During this week, did the thought cross your mind? You know, Doc was talking about how he wasn't sure games should be played. Did the thought bubble cross your mind at some point in this past week? I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah, well, no, of course. And I think it crossed everybody's mind. I don't think that I ever thought or contemplated it not working for a long term. You know, I did wonder, just like everyone else, is this thing going to hit pause and come back in 2 or 3 weeks? But I think that ultimately, you know, the testing is so, there's so much, and they're covering every base from that standpoint. And the health and safety protocols, like when somebody else gets put in contact tracing, that's legitimate too, right? Like they are covering every base in all of these discussions. So you do feel good about that. But the reality is it's, you know, the virus is rampant. You know, that's not going to change anytime soon. And, you know, despite all of our trying within this league, you know, obviously we're not immune to that.
You had, as you said, 8 of practice yesterday. You're going to have 12 tonight. Run people through the sequence of events when you find out today that you will have those 4, and what must you do in the very short amount of time you have to get the 4 who weren't practicing yesterday involved in tonight's game plan.
Yeah, so, it's been a really interesting few days, right? We come to the gym to get ready to play Miami, and we literally have 8. And, you know, it was like I was joking with Tice that I'd call him a small, so it was Taco in the Smalls. But that's all we had. That's all, you know, we knew that we were going to be super unique in that day. And then we think we're going to Chicago with the same group, but then we – have another few people put into the protocol, so then we're out for the rest of the week. So our best bet or our best hope was that we would be able to practice on Thursday with a very limited group of 8 that we thought would be able to play on Friday night, with the other 4 knowing that if everything went right, they would have a chance to play Friday night, but really only after negative tests in the morning. So those guys all went and took another extra test this morning before our scheduled tests, so that we could then get together and briefly walk through Orlando at 3:00 after a week of not doing anything together. So it's been a wild week. You know, I talked to, you know, a couple people in football. A lot of those guys live this, where, you know, they just don't practice and they go and play a game. And, you know, I think the only people that probably really had true feelings for what they were going through were coaches in other sports.
The scent of Kemba getting close has certainly been in the air the last week. Now, obviously, without you having practiced this last week, that has to be a setback. You've said 1,000 times when it comes to injuries, you will listen to the training staff and the player, and they will make the final call. But what would an ideal world, which we are far from right now, what would you like to have him do practice-wise before he returns?
No, that's completely up to how he feels and how our training staff feels. So from my own standpoint, like, he doesn't need to review all the stuff we do. He doesn't need, like, he's taking mental notes every day. He hasn't been on the court. And then when he's been ramped up slowly back on the court, he's going through what he needs to go through. Like, guys like that, that have been in your system for a year, that have been in the league for 10, 11 years, they pick up things so fast. I'm not even concerned about that. You know, there might be a little bit of rust when he gets back. There obviously would be a minutes, you know, restriction, or we'd be following some tight guidelines when he gets back. But this is all about how the training staff feels and how he feels his readiness is. And that's what, you know, I'll follow.
There's never an easy night with Orlando on the other side. You've brought this up a couple of times. It happened late in the season in 2019. It happened in the bubble right before the playoffs. They always seem to come along at a time to provide a very well-needed test.
Yeah, they're a pain. I mean, they are. They're hard to play against. They're physical. They're tough. They're really well coached. Like, there's not going to be a possession where they don't, you know, do everything they can to win that possession. And I think that's best noted in his consistent first, second, third place and turnover percentage in the league. And there they are again with, you know, a team that has a lot of injuries, some guys out, some really good players out, and they're 6-5. And the biggest reason on paper to me is that they don't turn the ball over. They don't beat themselves, you know. And, you know, as we've all heard Coach Belichick say over and over, you can't win until you keep from losing. Like, no team does that better than Cliff's teams, and this Orlando is another example of that.
Max and I just spent the last couple of minutes talking about Aaron Gordon, and the way of it in the NBA is high lottery picks come in, they get a lot of scrutiny right away, and then if there isn't immediate gratification, people sort of wander away, and they get in their fourth and fifth year, and they continue to develop. What is the first thing you think of about Aaron Gordon when you are preparing to play against him?
Well, I think back, you know, a few years ago, it was the – oh, he can just overpower you, right? So if you get anybody, even some of the wings in the league, he can overpower. So you've got to be cognizant of that. And that will never go away, right? So that's always part of his game. He's added a great deal of skill, obviously the shooting over time. And then this year he's playing a lot more in the pick and rolls and a lot more as a guy looking to distribute and make plays for others. You know, in the last couple of years, his usage wasn't quite as high as maybe it had been in the past, but just as effective and, you know, as a guy that can impact winning on both ends of the court and makes their team better. Like, he's got a guy you got to account for, you know, on both ends the whole night.
That's the head coach. It's strange to be back at work in some ways, but man, I guess we just do appreciate it just a little bit more every night, right?
Yeah. But people don't realize that I'm just looking at you doing this Zoom interview from your kitchen. So when you say back to work, what does that really mean for you?
That's a great.
I mean, you've got a collared shirt on.
Because I am headed to the garden, but the quality here is so much better because the dog didn't bark at all once during this.
You have your Zoom outfit on with a collared shirt and then like shorts.
If people actually want, I'm coming into work tonight. Actually, Max and I get to come back to the garden tonight, so you actually have to dress like, you know, these road games. You have no idea. I mean, it's like.
Oh, we can't wait to see you through the plexiglass.
Wait, you promise you'll wave tonight?
I don't know. They may not let us anymore. We might not be allowed to wave.
We'll check the protocol.
Right.
Something's magic next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.